Hey folks, Tim Miller here with Lionheart, and I got to tell you, this is frustrating to me as a firearms instructor. As I watched this video, I started getting angry because I got angry for a number of reasons. Number one, that an innocent person trying to have lunch in a restaurant was shot by an accidental discharge. Number two, that a person was so reckless, careless, and indifferent to training that he caused that to happen. Let's take a look at it. It happened in New Mexico.
Chaotic. Customers bolting for the exit. A gunshot fired.
It was an accidental discharge, but he took off. And we have a sign up and all of that.
Mona Gantis telling us no firearms allowed on the premises.
Most importantly, the emotional damage that was done to my staff.
Surveillance video capturing final moments of what could have been. The victim's friend telling police he heard a loud bang.
If the police wind up arresting him and charging him, he's looking at multiple criminal counts, including felonies.
A bullet piercing through the right side of the victim's ear, seen here on video, just moments before he slid from his chair and onto the floor.
Folks, I got to tell you, I'm speechless as I watch this. Because in a time and in a season in our nation where having responsible weapons owners is so important, we have stuff like this happening. And I'm a little emotional over this because a person with a firearm that's not willing to invest in good training and practice good safety principles simply shouldn't be carrying a firearm. And I know this is in New Mexico, and I know that a lot of people have weapons out there. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about responsible firearms ownership. But I got to tell you, this one fires me up. And I just want to talk to you a couple minutes about just some obvious things that we probably all should pay attention to. And the simple things that I want to talk to you about are weapon safety, weapon selection, and weapons handling. Let's start with weapons safety. There are four principles of responsible gun owner safety. You treat all weapons as if they're loaded. You don't point the weapon at anything you don't want to shoot. You don't put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to shoot and you're very much aware of your target and beyond. But guess what? If you don't have control over the weapon, you can't do any of those things. So four primary rules of safety start with you have your weapon properly secured on your body, and that's where training comes in. But let's talk about the gun selection. This smart guy decided to put a weapon in a hoodie pocket. Think about that, folks. Think about stuff that you put in hoodie pockets. When you move, they slip out. His phone dropped. What a shock. Oh, but the gun won't drop. It'll stay there. So he put the weapon in a hoodie pocket, unsecured. Big problem. But then let's talk about the weapon selection. One of the reasons why we train and really advocate for Glocks is because a Glock handgun has three internal safeties, meaning you can throw that weapon down all day long and it's not going to discharge. The three internal safeties stop the weapon from firing unless you have the finger on the trigger. Other weapons, not so much. So maybe if you're concerned about safety, maybe that's a consideration. Again, I don't get anything from Glock. I carried a SIG with the Secret Service. I've carried Glocks in other roles with the Department of Homeland Security. And I will tell you that firearms are as safe as the person that is holding them. I've never seen a firearm jump off a table and discharge. But if you put it in a pocket and it slips out, hits the floor, discharges, and hits an innocent person, Houston, that could be a problem. And then let's talk about training. I don't know where or if this guy ever had training, but he forgot everything he learned. Folks, the reason you want positive control of your weapon is not just for the safety of others, although in this case, that's what happened. It's for your safety. because if you have it in a place that's easily acceptable to or accessible to others, they can take it. And so I guess at the end of the day, all this comes down to training, doesn't it? And I will tell you, I try to train every day with my firearm. What are you talking about, Tim? You go to the range, you shoot every... Nope. I dry fire, though. I hold my weapon. I make sure it's safe. I make sure it's clear. I separate ammo. And I have an actual training weapon. It's called a CIRT weapon, S-I-R-T. That's an actual weight Glock with the same 5.5-pound trigger press. And I just use that all the time. Why? Because I don't want to be that guy. I want to be a guy that's very mindful about the dangers of that weapon. And so I'm going to leave you with this. You probably can tell I'm fired up. I'm going to leave you with this. What kind of training do you have? If you're carrying a weapon, which weapon are you carrying? If you're carrying a weapon, are you training with the weapon, practicing with the weapon, handling the weapon safely and securely, ensuring that weapon is always secure? Because, folks, this could have been a horrible ending. That man could have died eating his lunch because somebody else decided that they didn't have to have training. They didn't have to be a safe firearms carrier. By the way, they both, him and his girlfriend, were arrested. And the thing that finally fires me up, zero responsibility or accountability. His gun goes boom, and he's in his pickup truck driving away. I don't even know how to process that. I hope and pray that this is helpful to you, though. Thanks. Someone sent this to me. And by the way, if you send me videos, I will always look at them and I will always process them, because in this case, there's so many valuable lessons. And that's what this video is all about, is instruction. And let me just leave you with this. If you have a firearm, if you bought a firearm, apparently there are about 10 to 15 million of them that were bought over the last several years. Please, please get real training, invest in regular practice, and above all, know, practice, and live those four rules of gun safety that I described to you. Now, we're doing training. I've said it before on this channel. If you go to our website, lionheartsecurityteam.com, go to the events page, you'll see the kind of training that we give. But let me say this, there are other good instructors out here. Check them out carefully, though, because there are a lot of folks who have no business instructing firearms. But there are a lot of good firearms instructors out here. Get training, invest in good training, and then remember, carrying a firearm is a lifestyle. It's not a one-time purchase. Processing this one still. So I hope and pray you guys stay safe out here. By the way, let's look at this one more time, because I think it's worth reviewing one more time to see what not to do. Customers bolting
for the exit. A gunshot fired.
It was an accidental discharge, but he took off. And we have a sign up and all of that.
Mona Gantis telling us no firearms allowed on the premises.
Most importantly, the emotional damage that was done to my staff.
Surveillance video capturing final moments of what could have been. The victim's friend telling police he heard a loud bang.
If the police wind up arresting him and charging him, he's looking at multiple criminal counts, including felonies.
A bullet piercing through the right side of the victim's ear, seen here on video, just moments before he slid from his chair and onto the floor.
Okay, that's everything you shouldn't do. I hope and pray this is helpful. Mostly, I hope if you're watching this and you don't have good, solid training for all the above, today's the day that you get it. Because I'll tell you, if you're doing things like that, you may not just hurt yourself. You may hurt those that you love or some innocent guy having lunch. Stay safe out there. We'll talk next time.